Everything's running smoothly.
Is everything running smoothly, Pete? What is going on, my friends? Across the phone line, I can see you. You look lovely. For the first time, dare I say the first time in a while, I'm looking at your face. We're trying something. We're workshopping this thing. This, your KC Morning Show. My name is Hartzell. Peter, fill me in, baby boy.
Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. It's Wednesday. It's hump day, April 15th.
You mean hump day.
Here you go. We are trying out something new. Welcome to the future, back to the future of the KC Morning Show.
Where's my almanac, huh?
We are using Zoom this morning to try to connect a little better.
We're pretty people who have to be seen. Let's just be real. We are shameless self-promoters. And really, that's what it came down to.
Right.
I need to see this.
Right. And it's nice to actually hear the intro song. I feel like I haven't heard it in about 4 weeks. So
that's right. So, yeah, pulling back the curtain as we try to figure this stuff out. How long has this been? A month, month and a half?
So yeah.
We've been doing remotely. And so Pete has never heard any of the audio clips. The way it's set up, he just kind of has to go with the flow. The man's professional.
Really?
So
even
now
dating,
you can hear.
Yeah, even dating back to the Super Bowl. Like, even before the coronavirus started, we were just so dumb technologically. Don't even know the right word for it. We're doing it via iPhone. Neither here nor there. We're in business. We're cooking with gas.
Yes,
it's April 15th, Wednesday, hump day. Happy hump day to the KC Morning Hose. If you're just waking up in Kansas City, we've run into, looks like a little bit of a cold front. Our real feel.
Give me that real feel.
We're in like.
That was a good one today.
That was. It was deep. We're in the mid-30s as you're getting up. Should get as high as the low 50s by this afternoon, but that's the best we're going to do. Your high for today is 53. Your low is 39. On Thursday, it'll be rainy, so get those umbrellas out, get those rubbers, and I'm talking about your boots. Get your mind out of the gutter. High of 50, low of 35 on Thursday. Again, it should be rainy, and that leads us right into Friday.
I had a joke ready. Gonna leave that joke alone with the rubbers.
Yeah, keep that one.
Wear your hats, kids. Wear your hats.
Keep
Peter,
that to yourself.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm a little jazzed up right now, man. I legitimately have not seen your face, minus like, you know, jokes at noon, in so long, man. It is so good to actually see you.
Well, that's all you need. But besides the fact,
you couldn't dress up for me though. I don't love that. But whatever, it's fine.
If this was the actual video run, I think we're going to try to do video on Monday. But if this if this were Monday, I would have a suit and tie on, maybe a tux. Maybe a cummerbund, cufflinks.
Oh wow.
Who knows? Maybe a hat.
You have to stand up and give me a spin, baby.
I'm not doing that today, I'll tell you that much.
Well, yeah, not today, but Monday. I'm gonna give you time to gear up for it.
I'm half up today. Yeah, I'm not from the waist up I'm wearing clothing.
Gotcha.
From the waist down, I'm wearing what I wore on November 10th, 1988, which was nothing.
Fill me in on how you've been, brother. We had a pretty good little show on Monday. We got a guest today.
Yes. I'm glad that you were able to secure and lock that down. I'm doing pretty good. I'm getting ready for the NFL draft. The Chiefs GM, I was telling you off air, the Chiefs GM speaks on Thursday to the media, so I'll be rounding up some questions today. I am knee deep in moving hell. This is a nightmare. And
yeah,
so,
let me see you. Hold on. Let me look around in that room. It looks like everything's off the walls. It's pretty sad right now, man.
It is sad. It's sad and it's annoying. And I think moving, and I'll go as far as to say this, it may be the worst first world problem that you could potentially have. It is a daunting task that you just got to. I've thrown out, and I'm in the process of throwing out, 8 garbage bags, 4 garbage, 4 I'm going to donate close to Goodwill. I was looking at a shirt last night, and I just said to myself, man, 20-year-old Pete.
What'd it look like?
Why did we wear this? Why did we wear this?
Was it not your signature plaid?
No, it was a teal dress shirt. And it's like, I bought this at a certain moment and I figured this would be the right thing to wear. Like, that went through my head at some point in my life. So it's been a blast down the past. It's been the most annoying process, as is typical with moves. But after this weekend, I should be fired up and ready to go, as you like to say, as 44. And
fired up, ready to go. Great timing. Got some Barack Obama news in the news.
What is also annoying about this, and again, I am well aware this is a first world problem, but they can't send an internet guy. They're just sending me the equipment. So I got to somehow figure out because of the COVID.
You got a self setup. That's so not fun.
The proverbial nightmare will continue. So there you go. That's just
another first world problem.
Yes, we are. I do want to update people. We are going to end up doing a program. I am not going to be here on Friday, so we're going to have is it a surprise, a replacement surprise host, or is it another?
I don't think he's big enough to just say it's a surprise. So already I'll just go ahead and say it.
He's not here yet. He's not here yet, and you're already bashing him, and he can't defend himself.
He's also self-aware. He gets it. Yeah, Steven Serta. He was our film guy when we did our celebrity soccer game.
Right.
Friend of the show, works over at 610 Sports, is their producer for the midday show, Cody and Gold. So he has been hitting me up many times about trying to be a part of this show. That dude, he rides coattails nearly as good as me. So we're going to go ahead and give him a chance. We're going to call him off the bench. Call him a righty.
If we'll see if he's preparing, because Steve, if you're listening now, which you should be listening to the show before in preparation, like
yeah,
anyone
do some
should,
show
right?
Prep,
right,
man.
One of the first words you should say. Let's pick a word. Goose Frapple. Make sure, so you can ask him, Hartzell.
Okay.
If he knows the keyword, let's see if he preps for this. I mean, this is a big opportunity. We're not going to have him on regularly. I'm going to put
absolutely
my foot down right
not.
Now. I'm going to
no
urinate
chance.
On my show, but maybe we can have him on for a movie segment. He does watch a lot of movies.
Which he's not that. Qualified for. He always tells people that he's some kind of movie buff. And I think he even does a podcast or something with no credibility.
To be completely fair, we decided one day that we should be on the radio in the mornings in Kansas City and figured that that was all right. So to defend Steve a little bit.
I feel like that Spider-Man meme when he's looking at the mirror. It's actually us.
Good for us. Good for Steve. So I'm glad we are able to get 3 days of shows this week. I won't see you guys till Monday. So good luck with these two bozos. But we got a nice show for
We're
you.
Just going to be goofing. Just goofing, man.
Who's our guest today? Why don't you fill the people in? We're going to
Let's talk about today's show. We have Brent Stewart. So Brent is the president and CEO of United Way of Greater Kansas City. And it's all in the news now. The KC Regional COVID-19 fund. It's the recovery and response fund. And so all these businesses came together, these big businesses, and they basically said, let's give some money to some people that need it, some groups that need it. And it's super awesome. They're doing a digital day of giving tomorrow with all the local media in Kansas City.
Love
so
it.
It's going to be an awesome thing. You know how much we love hanging out with media people. JK,
yes.
LOL. Yeah. We are the worst. We are the actual worst, but sometimes we do a good thing.
That's my life. I mean, typically as hanging out with media people, and now I mean you do get
you
tired of it.
You voluntarily do it. I don't understand that.
Now I can't wait to see everybody again. I mean, this I can't wait to see people, period. Forget media people. I'm ready to hang with folks. I'm ready to touch them. I'm ready to touch anything with my hands at this point.
Man.
I mean,
I love
COVID
that.
Has really ruined touching. In any sense of the form, like touching food, touching a doorknob.
Okay.
COVID has ruined.
Man,
hands.
we were taking a walk on this one, man. I was like, where are we going? Where are we going with that?
So,
is everything okay? You sound like you might be projecting right now.
No, I mean, just hashtag bring touching back is all I'll say. I mean, I think America as a whole misses it. You mean
make touching great again is what you're trying to say.
Touching me, touching you, sweet Caroline.
Are we just going to do a touching thing? Because we can go love and touch and squeeze. And I can go journey if you want to do that.
Yeah, that's great.
You know what? This is good. This is so good. You just did a natural segue, Pete. I want to ask you some music questions.
Can't touch this.
Okay.
We did talk about MC Hammer a few episodes ago.
We did. See, this is a variety show. So it's going viral on the internet, as that tends to happen sometimes. They're doing four albums start to finish that you think are just perfect. Like, you're not going to hit pause. You're just going to hit play. These are probably your Mount Rushmores of albums. So you tag four people. They post their four albums. Bada bing, bada boom. So I tagged you in this. I was nominated by my boss, Laszlo, 96.5 The Buzz, and which was nice to know that he's thinking about me. You know, I wish my payroll was also thinking about me, but you know, it is what it is.
So just to ask you, you were the producer on that show and it was going well and you became kind of like a third part of it. They can't hear you now. I mean, I haven't really been in the car much, so I haven't listened to anything.
No, I'm done. So it's I guess to pull back the curtain. Yeah. So, I'm number three and we were starting to really gel too. Cause I just started first of the year. And so we were starting to really gel and then this stuff happened. So yeah, I'm furloughed. So I'm at home. Gotcha. I called in a couple times just to say hi, just to make sure people know I'm still around. Cause again, shameless self-promoter, we're whores for airtime over here. But he tagged me, so that was nice. I'm like, hey, all right. Consolation prize.
For what it's worth, I mean, and I'm not even just saying it. We have been grateful for some people reaching out and the feedback. And I've noticed on some of the comments, too, that we've gotten on iTunes, people are starting to say the things we say, like Frye.
Right? It's kind of cool. Like, we've really got a cool thing going, and that's all because of you guys. Thank you for that.
Where I'm getting at is, Hartzell, don't fret. I mean, the people can still hear you. If they know where to find you now. Next to me on this weird internet program where we're side by side.
So, top four albums, start to finish. Pete, what were yours?
Well, unlike you, I actually will listen to you and I will buy into your segments and your ideas. I would like to say that Significant Other by Limp Bizkit. This was first for me. And this was...
Limp Bizkit made the cut.
I would
happy effing Wednesday.
Because listen, not that I would ever listen to Limp Bizkit today or start listening to Limp Bizkit today, but eighth or ninth grade year old me. I mean, this was the album. This was their best album. It got the best.
It gave us Nookie. What else do we need? And we did it all for the Nookie.
No doubt. And the Nookie. And we broke stuff, and it was a tremendous album.
So that was number one. I can't believe you led with Limp Bizkit. My God. What was number two?
It's not my favorite album, but it certainly is one that was a huge part of my life.
Okay.
I will say, of course, Dave Matthews Band.
DMB, baby.
And the masterpiece that is Before These Crowded Streets. Am I right side up or upside down? I mean, electric.
I'm not going to lie to you. It's a good record.
Yes.
It's a very good record.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
Crush is the main song on that. And that is a lot of people's favorites. Dave Matthews song. If you're a Dave head like myself, it's not mine, but I can see why it is.
Is that the follow up to Crash or the?
Nope. Before Crash, but it's okay.
Trippin' Bailey's Dave Matthews Band.
Okay.
I nailed
that. I continued on with Mumford & Sons, Sigh No More. This was an album that was big in college for me.
Now that's a good one.
And then Coloring Book, Chance the Rapper, which was his album before this last one. And just
also a great selection.
I find the commonality between these albums, maybe other than Limp Bizkit, is that the songs flow together and each one is really good. I think sometimes you'll look at albums where there's just a ton of songs, Drake, and there's like four good ones, where these are all just front to back,
you can put on and be good. You don't have to skip. And with those type of albums, like, you can get the vinyl because you can't skip on the vinyl, really. I mean, unless you're Skip McGee and you're going to go over there and move your little stylus or whatever they call it.
Little pin guy.
Yeah, put a pin in it. And so, yes, these were my Limp, Dave, Mumford & Sons, Chance. And again, I tried not to cheat here. The pure Dave fan in my heart wanted to give you four Dave albums, but I tried to play along because I'm a good teammate and co-host.
There's only so much Dave Matthews Band we can take. Let's just be honest. I'm looking at all yours. I'm looking at mine. You're right. These are all kind of concept albums, very much start to finish. Kind of you're supposed to listen to them
right
start to finish. All right, Pete, solid final four. I went with obviously better selections than that. Kicking it off, David Bowie, The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He's told us not to blow it, cause he knows it's all worthwhile. He told me, let the children use it. Let the children use it. Let all the children do it. That album changed my life. It's just one of the best of all time. We did not deserve David Bowie. We really did not. Luther Vandross, because I'm a sucker for that baby making music. Dance with My Father.
I'd play a song that would never, ever end, cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again.
This was, I think he won one album of the year. I know for R&B, that was, he was sick that year. He got the stroke. And so he kind of got like the, let's make sure we take care of Luther while he's still here kind of treatment. But also, sure, the album was amazing. The duet with him and Beyonce, The Closer I Get to You. Good Lord. My God. If you are looking to spread the family and maybe add a few boys and girls to the mix, you throw on The Closer I Get to You and we'll see you in 9 months.
The Queen.
100%. Gambino, Childish Gambino, Camp, one of my favorite records ever. How long do you know whenever you are around? Can't speak, I can't speak. I love Donald Glover. Like, I like to fancy myself as a bootleg Childish Gambino. He is my idol, so Camp is perfect. And we'll wrap it up with my favorite band right now, the 1975, because I am a teenage girl. A Brief Inquiry into Online Relationships is the name, because he's a very pretentious
of their album
singer, which is why, you know, I love that, because my default is petty and pretentious as well. So A Brief Inquiry into Online Relationships from the 1975.
I think your list is more about your relation to the people than it is about the actual music, dare I say.
I've never met Gambino, and both Luther and David Bowie are dead, but I feel like I've met them in spirit. But I will say Matty Healy of the 1975 is a bit of a boy of mine, so we do. Like, we've exchanged a couple daps.
I love Dave, but we're two very different ages. I can't sing. I love Fred Durst. I don't want to be Fred Durst. I am not Chance the Rapper. I think the closest I probably come to these guys is like that Mumford & Sons Dirty Crew that likes to play those bars, you know, probably of the four for me. But yes, good list.
Solid list. I did not hate your selections. Mine is Limp Bizkit, man. Honestly, you might be kind of a cool guy. So much. I'm so proud of you. I was nervous. I was expecting some garbage.
Didn't like the Limp Bizkit, huh? Wow.
No, I didn't.
It's just one of those days.
Pete, we've gotten our ears warmed up. We've gotten our voice warmed up. As far as I know, I think this camera is working. I think so. I'm pretty sure we're troubleshooting this on the fly. So since we're doing this live, baby, let's do the news, huh? You want to take me there?
Okay, here we go. News.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
What was that? Are you providing my background audio on this year KC morning show? Here we go. Hey! If this was Friday, that would have been a excellent setup.
I can't wait.
Pete's fire freestyle.
I can't wait for Steve on Friday. He's going to be like, I'm not freestyling.
on this show. I have nothing prepared.
I'm not doing it.
You didn't tell me.
So, you want me to rap? No way. This is your Casey Morning Show. My name is Hartzell. We are trying to do a thing. This is going to be so cool. When we get this video thing down, rocking and rolling. Rocking and a rolling.
How come you never came up with that? That is a good two lines for you. Hartzell Gray, hoeing and froing.
Hoeing and flowing?
Froing with an R.
Oh.
Hoeing and froing.
Because I got a little.
Yeah, you got a little.
Flip it up top.
Yeah, there you go.
And people can now see that once we get this video done. Also, what you think? How I'm looking? You haven't seen me since I got a little bit swole over quarantine. What you think, baby?
I could see. I mean, you look all right.
I intentionally wore a white shirt so you can see the intricacies of my left and right.
We've lost some. Muscle. We've lost some from the pre-quarantine push, but you look good.
Whoa! How dare you? How dare you? I'm going tone in quarantine. I can't put on masks because I don't have the material.
Sure,
but
sure.
What I can do is get lean with it.
Well, hard for you to put on. Hard for you to put on masks, considering you're not a minister.
All right, let me fade this out. Time to fade the music down. You've ruined it,
Father Hartzell.
Oh man, I'm a newsman. Let's do the newsman.
With California announcing a record 71 deaths in one day, the governor today said it will take time to ease the stay-at-home restrictions.
This phase is one where science, where public health, not politics, must be the guide. You may be having dinner with a waiter wearing gloves, maybe a face mask, dinner where your temperature is checked before you walk in to the establishment.
Newsom among the governors asserting their own independence after President Trump said he alone had total authority.
The President of the United States calls the shots.
Those comments touching off dissent.
His proclamation is that he would be king. That's what a king is. A king has total authority.
That's a corona update in two parts. Like you said, the first part, we're talking about reopening. Again, I think it's a little bit soon. And then my man went off the rails.
Who you heard at the end there was my guy, Cuomo.
That's your dude. That is your guy.
I'm beating this drum, and I'm not going to stop. I don't know
hey,
if there's...
on this show...
I don't know
on
if there's...
On this show, we are always ahead of the curve.
I don't know if there needs to be, what I'm going to make up a word here, a Democratic switcheroo. But I don't think Biden is beating Trump. I just don't. And I think Cuomo could. And I don't know what to do about that problem.
Mm-hmm. And here's where we are. I don't know what to do now.
I don't know if there's an answer there.
We'll get to some more stuff later on in the news that might help solve that question. President Trump embraced a less confrontational tone, at least at the beginning of the press conference, as he's asserted that he would not force states to reopen during the coronavirus pandemic, a day after he claimed that he had absolute authority to do so. And now you're seeing that these governors are kind of banding together, doing regional stuff, and they're kind of saying, listen, man, we're just going to go ahead and do this. Like, don't worry about it. Like me and every group project I've ever participated in, eventually we get to the point where we just say, you know, man, we'll just take care of this. Don't worry about it. Let's get an update now locally. Let's get a little KC Metro update.
Cases of COVID-19 increasing in the Metro, including the number of deaths. In Kansas, 1,440 people have tested positive for the virus. 69 people have died. In Missouri, the state is now at 4,786 cases, and Missouri has surpassed 150 deaths.
You know, Kansas City, last night I saw a lot of us were honoring a guy named Billy Birmingham. He was an EMT with the KC Fire Department, and he, you know, passed away in the line of duty, which, think about that. Like, you know, these folks, first responders, right. I hope they get the same kind of, you know, military grade, prestigious type send off as well, because, you know, Billy, this guy died in the line of duty from complications of COVID-19. And Mayor Q said that we are here to recognize the sacrifice of one of our heroes in Kansas City. Additionally, you know, Johnson County, we're still seeing spikes. 20 deaths now, based on reports from KC, Missouri, in the health department. And I mean, again, I think we need to slow our roll. Like, this virus has its own timeline, and we just got to play by it.
To your first point, I've talked with, you know, friends and friend of a friend, and what nurses and doctors are saying with this thing essentially is, well, I'm probably going to get it. Hope my immune system is good, and they're going into work.
Yeah,
it's much that contagious, and so that's incredible. I mean, yeah, you know, you were saying that they should receive all this fanfare. I think I said this a few shows ago, but I'll say it again for those who don't listen religiously, like Denise and Muriel.
Our mothers, this, by the way.
This is like the firefighters and the policemen at 9/11 going back in the building. Like, yeah, it wasn't an attack on the country, but by people, but this is essentially the same thing.
Yeah.
And for doctors and nurses, and I'm sure there are some out there who, you know, refuse to try to tackle this, but I would say the majority and most and everything you hear is like everyone is just going into work because this is the type of thing that they've trained for.
Yeah.
And you're going to see losses like we've already kind of seen now. And it's tough. And you're right. They should receive the same type of recognition that policemen and firemen received back in 2001.
Yep. People who are absolutely much stronger and probably better people than you and me.
Probably. 100%. Man,
probably. I know we've been talking a lot about the unemployment numbers and how, you know, everyone's trying to file, and I don't want to make it sound like we're talking a lot of S and piling on, because I know, especially on the Kansas side, that's where I file, they are having a time. They were having a go at it.
The state says the problem is twofold: an old computer system coupled with a balloon of claims.
Our IT system has been struggling due to the heavy load placed upon it with the enormous volume of claims.
41 Action News crunched the numbers. In the last 3 weeks, more than 130,000 Kansans have filed an initial claim, 55,000 of which came in the last week. That's a 3,400% increase over the same week last year, when unemployment in the state hovered around 3%.
The state says that the mainframe, which crashed on Monday, is now back up and running. I can also attest to that because I was able to make my claim yesterday afternoon. The phone system seems to work as well, but I saw a tweet the other day that their lines for the whole entire day have been filled up by 10:30 in the morning. So if you want to do this, got to do it early. Lawmakers fear the technology will create even more issues. It's done that already, but they are working towards getting that fixed in the coming weeks. You got to remember, this thing was built in the 1970s. So we got to give it some time. We'll be patient. They'll be patient, and I promise we will get through all this together. We teased his return.
Uh-oh.
He's back.
Who is?
He's back.
Who's back?
Hold on. Let me check. I think I hear somebody. Hey, everybody.
Oh.
Is that Hartzell? Yes, Mr. President. Welcome back to the show, and welcome back to current events. Is everything going well, Hartzell? I think everything's going well. Talk to Sasha. Talk to Michelle, Malia. Talk to even those rascals, Sonny and Bo, the old dogs, the whole family, back in the race. And we are going to put our full endorsement behind my dear friend, Joe Biden.
President Obama, after sitting out the Democratic primary campaign tonight, breaking his silence.
I'm so proud to endorse Joe Biden for president of the United States. Choosing Joe to be my vice president was one of the best decisions I ever made.
The former president casting his close friend as the right person to lead the country through the coronavirus crisis.
Joe helped me manage H1N1 and prevent the Ebola epidemic from becoming the type of pandemic we're seeing now. The Republicans occupying the White House and running the U.S. Senate are not interested in progress. They're interested in power.
It comes a day after Biden won Bernie Sanders' backing. Sanders tonight telling the AP it would be irresponsible for his loyalists not to support Biden.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, he picked up some notable endorsements this week, as you just heard. Bernie Sanders, former Vice President Barack Obama. And this video, it was 12 minutes long, man. I expected, because I heard, you know, everyone saying that he's going to be making his decision and his endorsement yesterday. We all knew he was going to be going for Biden. But I expected maybe, you know, a little couple minute thing, throw on some logos and, you know, yes, we can. But it was a 12 minute indictment on the state of politics. He even conceded that, yo, If I was running today, I'd have to be a little bit more liberal. It feels to me like Barry O is going to be back. Like, I think he's going to be back with a vengeance, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah, I don't think that he has enjoyed the reversal of a lot of his policies and things that he created over the past 4 years. And so naturally, and he's a really smart guy. I mean, he lied in wait for a long time, and now he could probably make some kind of impact here. Again, as someone who is really by the day getting more and more fascinated with this type of stuff, uphill battle. I don't know if Joe has enough to beat Trump. It'll be interesting. I think it, in my opinion, and again, a really new and newbie opinion, it feels like he has a better chance than Hillary did. But I don't know if it's going to be enough. We'll see. It's interesting.
I told people this, and I'm not going to try to soapbox or anything, but just think about this scenario, y'all, because I think in the back of your mind, you think this might happen. Imagine we're on a debate stage. I mean, you have to imagine it's going to happen. Imagine we got Joe Biden and Donald Trump side by side, and Uncle Joe, who, God bless him, maybe he means well, but say he starts stumbling up there and even just does one of those things, and all it's going to take is for Trump to put on a little face, he'll make a weird look, and he's going to take that glass of water that's on the podium that they all have, and he's going to reach over and say, "Hey, Joe, you okay, man? You okay, buddy? You doing all right?" And when that happens, it's over.
And it's why the debates don't matter, because I'm going to be straight up here. Joe Biden, and this isn't necessarily the case, but Joe Biden at least came off somewhat, I would go as far as to say, senile during the debates. And where he couldn't think of the right word to say, just so non-historically presidential than you've seen, you know, in the days before Trump, when it was always just like this calming tone, understand, you really sound intelligent. And again, Joe Biden may still be one of the more intelligent men in the world. I mean, he did get his master's from Syracuse University.
Oh my God, here we go. But, don't hold that against him.
But at the same time, he doesn't come off that way. And I think that is going to be a problem against Trump, who thrives on attacking weaknesses. Hartzell, if it was up to just solely the debates, like every American had to watch the debates, I mean, Trump would win. He would win. So,
because it's a TV show. Because that's
exactly
what it is.
Exactly what it is. It's always been that way. It hasn't changed.
And again, my name's Hartzell. This is your KC Morning Show. Peter N. Sween across the phone line. The N stands for news, man. I have been hospitalized for mental health reasons. And so I know the importance of taking care of yourself, especially now during all this coronavirus stuff. I know we're going through this thing together, and it feels like there's no light at the end of the tunnel, but I promise you that there is. I know a lot of us I saw online starting to hit that wall, and damn, I understand that. So just know that we got this, and we got some tips to help you get through it.
Well, first, you can take care of your body. So in order to take care of your mind, it was really helpful to take care of your body. Eat well, get enough sleep, try to get in some exercise. The second step is taking care of your mind. And there are many ways that you can do that. But focus on the facts of the epidemic. Make sure that you're paying attention to reliable sources. But it's important not to only focus on the facts. It's important for everyone to take breaks from the news and do something that they enjoy. A hobby, watch something entertaining on TV. Really important to us in terms of maintaining our mental health is maintaining our social connectedness. And social distancing does not have to mean social isolation.
Exactly. Check up on our folks. Gas up the homies. Tell your friends we're pretty. Tell them that we got this. You know, you might be going through a bunch of different things, just some symptoms or some things you might be experiencing. And again, don't feel bad about this. Fear or worry about your own health, the health of your family, changes in your sleep pattern, difficulty sleeping, you know, maybe some of your health problems are getting a little bit worse. It seems like it's all being just stacked on. Again, we got this. And if you need to talk to somebody, talk to somebody. Absolutely. And that's one of those things about, at least on the Missouri side, just to kind of pull back that curtain, and people in the health industry, the mental health industry, 100% know this, that we have a shortage locally. Trying to see a therapist or a psychiatrist, you can make an appointment now, and I guarantee you're not going to see anybody till June or July, and it may be even more now.
There's online programs too. There's online programs too where you can
and those apps. Are so helpful too.
I do want to tell you, Hartzell. So digging into this story a little bit, common dreams have been like tidal waves and lethal injections and white worms. And I actually said on Jokes at Noon the other day, the only thing worse than global warming is global worming.
Oh my God. So, y'all, if you need something...
What's the deal with these worms? I see worms in my dreams all the time. Can't get an appointment at the therapist.
Well, yo, let's just get right into it. Yeah, if you are experiencing some of these corona dreams, no, you are not in the minority.
Are you having trouble sleeping lately? Don't worry, you are not alone, and coronavirus might be in part to blame.
Doctors say more people are having anxiety and stress related to all the uncertainty of everything right now. Fear also makes it hard to fall asleep. These are, of course, normal emotions, everything considered right now. Doctors say these emotions can absolutely have a dramatic impact on your sleep.
Whether that means they have difficulty falling asleep, whether that means they wake up early and can't get back to sleep, or they just have a troubled sleep. They don't sleep and feel refreshed. All of that is impacted from the virus and the social isolation related to it.
So this is from Dr. Victoria Sharma. When everything around us is so different, I think our minds just react by creating some weird dreams as a way to process. When you stop following a strict schedule, she says that you are going to start having more trouble sleeping. You know, we're watching Netflix longer in the night than we used to. Doctors say that a good night's sleep is extremely important, setting aside some time for you to focus on calming down and just taking a nap or going to sleep. I have not had anything crazy yet. What's the weirdest dream you've had? Is it just all the worms?
No, I actually haven't had worms yet. I was doing a live hit, like for the Chiefs local news, in the grocery store that I grew up in, a block away from my house that no longer exists. And I messed up the hit and I started running and ate a huge spider and then spit it up, and it was the golden snitch from Harry Potter.
Oh my God. What's going on, man? I want to dissect that. I want to peel back that onion. I kind of like where that was going.
I just think it's coronavirus and one of the unfortunate effects of global warming.
Oh my God. That's warming with the WORM for those keeping track at home. Let's turn this thing around. Let's get positive, huh? Let's remember that at the end of the day, the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. How beautiful is that?
Well, for the class of 2020, it is safe to say that this is not what they expected for their senior year of school. On Monday, teachers and faculty from Pembroke Hill paid a visit to some seniors who are finishing the school year at home.
Oh, we missed you.
Love you. Our seniors have been really great with this new reality, and they're expected to go to school every day, finish capstones, decide where they're going to go to college, and we just wanted them to know that we miss them and we care for them.
Okay, I mean, that's super sweet, and I get it. That's real nice, but maybe this was just different when I was going to school. Don't come to my house. Like, I don't like you that much. Like, that's my time. Like, this is my turf. Don't be doing that. Just send me a tweet and call it a day.
I feel similarly. I would say good riddance, you rascals, you rats, and say, I am happy that the coronavirus exists so I don't have to see your faces anymore. I would be a mean teacher. You know, you had those mean teachers. I would be a mean teacher. I think I would go into my teaching career trying to be friendly and trying to be a guide, and then the game would wear me down and I would say, shut up.
That was me. I was just coaching when I coached track in high school. By the time I was done with every practice, I hated those kids. Yeah. Full disclosure, I'm sorry, parents, if you're listening, I didn't like your kid. I thought they were all the worst. Now I love them now. But man, after practice, them kids could kick rocks. So yeah, I'm just saying, when I'm done, when school's out for summer, school's out for summer. Don't come see me. I'll see you at the reunion or not. Let's do this. You have three options to wrap up this news segment before we have our friend Brent Stewart from United Way. He's going to be joining us on your KC Morning Show. So, Pete, we're going to easy, medium, or hard the news. You tell me if you want this thing easy, you want it medium, or you want it hard. That's the kind of news story I'm going to give you.
I think we have been having too much hard lately. Give me an easy story.
So, do you guys know that Gene,
our baby's name is officially changed. It's now Jean David Fisher. It was Jean Attell Fisher, but we realized that we by accident named our son Genital.
Yeah.
Jean Attell sounds like genital. But yeah. His middle name is now David, which is also after Attell, and my dad's middle name is David.
So that was Amy Schumer. Amy Schumer has decided that she's going to change her son's name. She's already done it. It was Jean Attell. I get it. I understand that as someone with the name Hartzell, kindergarten was rough because the only thing that rhymed with that, and when you do that rhyming game, is Fartzell. So, yep, yeah, it's cool. I definitely am on board with this.
That would be the only thing.
That kid's going to do so much better now.
That would be the only thing that I would be thinking about as a former Peter Sweeney, King of the Weenies, in first grade.
Oh, you get it. You get it, man. You get it.
Can't give the kid a name that's going to be easily rhymable or anything like that. You're just setting that person up for a hard time early on.
And these are the things you got to think about.
Maybe the King of the Weenies made me. Maybe it didn't. I'll never know. But yeah, I'll be definitely thinking about that if I'm ever in charge of naming a human being.
Grace, you listening? You listening to the show? Oh, I mean, you got a new place now, and you know, you are becoming an adult, Pete. Just saying.
I am excited to hear from Brewer. I am wondering what he has to offer.
Oh, are you playing me off right now? You trying to move on to the next segment? We're going to be joined here in just a couple seconds from Brent Stewart. He is the president and CEO of United Way of Greater Kansas City. He is helping to spearhead, along with so many other groups, the Regional COVID-19 Response and Recovery Fund. We got a goal of $10 million to be dished out to some of our awesome groups and charities and nonprofits in Kansas City. Digital Day of Giving is tomorrow. We're going to talk about all of that. It's a really good little interview. And KC helping KC, we're all about that. So, Peter, give me a letter so then we can bring on my friend, Mr. Brent Stewart. Give me a letter, buddy.
D. Ooh.
You know what? This one doesn't stand for anything. Peter D. Swain, the D stands for Don't Forget to Slam That D. Ooh,
oh,
my
gross.
Name's Hartzell.
So gross.
This, your KC Morning Show.
The KC Morning Show.
My name's Hartzell. This, your KC Morning Show. And I think one of the things that I have been fascinated with, just as we all learn how to live and do this thing live in the new age of Corona, I guess the new normal, whatever, is that in Kansas City, community still matters. And I think we can feel that. One of those really awesome unintended consequences are things like the Regional COVID-19 Response Fund. We have some friends who put that together. Brent Stewart is here on your KC Morning Show. Brent, thank you for doing this.
You bet. Thank you. Good morning, everyone.
So, Brent, you are president, CEO of United Way. United Way.
Yes, I am.
Of Greater Kansas City. How did this happen?
We're actually partnering with three other fantastic organizations. The Greater Community Foundation, MARC, which is our regional planning organization, and LISC. And basically, it's what you said earlier, that one of the great things about Kansas City is that we can come together and take care of our own. And so about 3 weeks ago, the four organizations I named invited a number of other folks to a conference call to talk about, you know, what can we do in response to this terrible, terrible virus that's out there. And so that's how it came together. And the leaders of those organizations, without hesitation, said, yes, let's move forward. Let's do something. Let's create a response fund. And then we had great generosity of the Hall Family Foundation and the Sutherland Family Foundation. Both organizations came together to offer up $5 million to the community as a match, a challenge match. So up to $5 million, you know, folks who are able to give, both companies and individuals, receive a match from the Hall and Sutherland Family Foundations. And so we're well on our way, and we're feeling pretty good about the community response. Certainly there have been a lot of corporations in the area that stepped up immediately. You know, the list is way too long for me to call out right now, But I think folks in our community, in our region, should feel good about the backing of civic and business leaders, as well as nonprofit leaders and governmental officials in our region.
Have you noticed, as we've all kind of had a collective call to action, does it feel like something's kind of sparked? Like, I've seen all of us doing just little things here and there, and I know you've probably seen it, you know, on even a bigger scale. How encouraging is that as you look and see how the community is coming together to help its own?
You know, it's interesting. You know, we all have gotten busy over the last couple of years through social media and all the digital devices, and I think sometimes we're moving at such a quick speed, quite frankly, we can take community for granted. And I think the thing that this whole experience has taught us is the importance of community. And so I think it's a greater awareness of people in need in our community and how we all need to work together. For someone who's dedicated my whole life to community and nonprofit work, it's refreshing to see that.
Oh, I love it. Brent Stewart, we're talking to Brent. He is the president and CEO of United Way of Greater Kansas City, along with some awesome folks helping to spearhead, we're calling it the KC Regional COVID-19 Response and Recovery Fund. And you all have already actually dished out some coin. You've already helped directly impact Kansas City. I saw, just a few days ago, I got a press release, and $2.6 million already spread out over 56 area nonprofits. So tell me about that.
Yeah, so we have a 20-member advisory board that oversees the fund, and the advisory board's made up of representatives from all different parts of the region, all different organizations and such. And so they did the hard work of reviewing 300 different applications that came in for round one. We're calling that round one. And from those 300 applications, as you said, 56 agencies were awarded for work that they're doing right now to bring relief to individuals and families related to the fallout of the coronavirus. And so the intent is that we will do a new round of distribution disbursements every 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And so the
third, incredible.
Yeah. And the first round was dedicated more to housing support, access to health care, and, you know, that kind of in the moment support that people are needing right now. The second round will be more devoted to kind of the recovery side of things. So, you know we need to start looking at, you know, how do we come out of this, and what does life need to look like then, and what are the needs related to digging out? And so things such as employment supports and the costs associated with starting suspended services, helping nonprofits get up and running again. Those are the kinds of things we'll be looking at in round two.
We said this off air. Y'all are doing the Lord's work, my friend, 100%. We're talking to Brent Stewart. He is the president CEO of United Way of Kansas City here on your KC Morning Show. I make fun of my friends in media, you know, because I always say that we are the worst at parties. But occasionally we do some kind of cool things. And you all have partnered up. It's 1KC, this digital day of giving is going to be going on tomorrow, Thursday. We're trying to help raise money for the Response and Recovery Fund. Is that basically the gist of it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, you know, the money that we brought in so far, I mean, it's been done through each one of the four organizations reaching out mainly to corporations and sending emails out to kind of our current donor base. And so although we think it's been public, it's been, you know, somewhat private as well, as we have accessed our donor base. We need to make it much more visible. And so the effort you're talking about, 1KC Day of Giving, which is April 16th, is really an opportunity to make it much more visible and get many, many more individuals involved, engaged. We know that we have a caring community, and you don't need to, you know, have a $100,000 job to show that you care. And we want to make sure that we're facilitating one's ability to give and give back to community. And so that's what this event campaign is all about. We are so, so very grateful to, you know, all the media that's involved. You mentioned, you know, how it's going to be kind of a media blitz that day. We have Telemundo, KCPT Radio. We have Fox 4, KNBC, KCTV, Channel 5, and Channel 41. It's a great gathering of our media in this community, and we're just so grateful for the airtime they will dedicate to make this response fund visible and make people aware of it.
It's a beautiful thing to see everybody playing nice together in the sandbox for something that is so important. You know, everyone across the board knows the importance of what this is. And like I said earlier, Kansas City is one of those special places where we still help our friends, and our friends are our neighbors, and our friends are people we don't even know yet. And it doesn't matter because it's just what we do.
That's right. That's so well said. You know, we have a saying in the United Way that you're creating invisible friends out there that you'll never meet.
Absolutely.
Through your caring. Yeah.
So where can people go to help make donations? Just basically, we just want to help out our folks. Where do we go?
Yeah. So there certainly will be a donate now button on the United Way website, wgkc.org. In addition to that, they can go to any one of the websites of the partners who are involved. And again, that's Greater Kansas City Community Foundation, that's MARC, and that's LISC. Folks can get connected through those organizations as well.
I'm looking at growyourgiving.org.
That's right.
Check that out. And we're all going through it, and we're doing it together, and we're doing all this live. So, you know, if right now may not be the best time for you to do it, spread the word, because also awareness, that's a means of support as well.
That's absolutely right.
Brent Stewart, President and CEO of United Way of Greater Kansas City. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please tell everyone else involved, because I know there's a lot of people, which isn't that great. We love when it's these kinds of moving parts. Please tell everyone how grateful we are as well.
You bet. We come together to take care of our own, that's for sure. And thank you so much for your time today and for your great interest. I really appreciate all that you do as well to help to get the word out.
Well, let's talk again soon when we're reached the other side and we can celebrate and maybe have a toast or something like that.
That's a bet. That's a bet.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
Peter S. Swain, the S stands for sports. Take me to
what's
sports.
What's going on? What's going on? The Chiefs Super Bowl ended up saving lives from the Kansas City Star. Dr. Segal, a professor of medicine at the University of California, San Francisco, said during a recent presentation that the Chiefs' comeback win might have been a gift for his city. And I quote, "People may not remember this well, but Super Bowl weekend, in some ways, with apologies to 49ers fans, the gift we may have been given was the 49ers losing. If you think about what happened that weekend, had the 49ers won and there were parades and parties, they may have had that impact that I haven't seen actually described. So the reason that Chiefs fans are a little bit safer from this is simply because they're inland, right? So this California, New York from the beginning have been the worst states. That would have coincided with coronavirus really entering the country, and it might have been bananas in San Fran. So oddly enough, your Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl and saved the world.
I told you, man, we are now America's team. We are now the world's team. International, baby.
Captain Patrick, he's our hero. I don't know the rest.
Oh, Captain, my Captain. I will go down with that ship.
We had some sadder news. Double sad news to end sports.
That's it?
Yeah, it's quick today. Two-year Royals manager Jim Frey passed away on Sunday. Frey led the Royals to the first American League championship of the franchise in 1980. It was his first year with the team. In the World Series, they lost to the Philadelphia Phillies, who won their first World Series championship. The Royals World Series wouldn't come till a few years later.
Those early Royals teams, go back and look. I mean, they were awesome. Like, those early teams put up a fight early in the existence.
Yes.
We saw a little bit of a little biography during the quarantine on some early Royals stuff.
Yeah, that's good. Glad you're watching something that somebody wanted you to look at. Jacqueline Cruz, the mother of Carl Anthony Towns, dies of coronavirus. Cruz was the mother of Timberwolves center Carl Anthony Towns. On March 25th, Towns said that Cruz was on a ventilator and in a medically induced coma. The Towns family is heartbroken by the passing, the family said in a statement. You've seen NBA players from across the league share their support on Twitter, because no one can see him in person right now with the games not going. When he first announced his mother's illness, he said that both of his parents had tested positive for the virus, and the severity of the disease is real, he said. This disease needs to not be taken lightly. Please protect your family, your loved ones, your friends, yourself, and practice social distancing. So there you go. Sports, some sad news at the end there. But again, the Chiefs.
Pete, you can't, especially right now, finish any kind of segment on a downer note, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right. I'll say this. I'm starting to think that baseball might actually find a way to pull this off, and here's why. Keeping with every program that we've done, the WWE has convinced the Florida governor to allow wrestling in the state, and they're
essential. They've deemed World Wrestling Entertainment as essential,
and reason being is because it's essentially content. The governor of Florida yesterday had said that the people are starved for content and things to do. And if that's going to be the grounds, then any sport could find any state. And now that there's a precedent to allow.
Yep.
So baseball has been talking about Arizona as a potential landing spot for every team. They have
It only takes one league to do it, or one company. I mean, honestly, I think they are, like you said, looking to WWE, and they're just waiting for them to say, we're pulling this trigger so they can do it. I mean, they already just said they're resuming live shows.
I, as someone who's just been watching from afar and has sort of been following every sport, I think you see every sport return this year. I don't know when fans are going to be allowed back in the building.
Such a bad idea.
Well, what's interesting, and again, I'm no Dr. Fauci. I just take in Fauci from the couch. What's interesting is the fact that he believes that in these warmer temperatures in the summer in the United States, this could go away, but it could almost re-up in the fall. So from a very personal standpoint, what you would hate to see is baseball and basketball and this stuff get scot-free. We're going into football season. It seems like it's going to be okay, fans or not. And then all of a sudden you see the second wave of coronavirus.
I am never going to go on a date ever again, apparently. That's just what this means. I guess I'm done. I guess I'm just out.
I thought you had something flowing again. What? I thought this was that type of show. No, we're not going to talk about that?
I'm practicing social distancing.
Okay. All right. Uh-huh. I had been told something else. Okay, let's get into
social distance dead ass. What was that?
Tonight, City Barrel Online, Brooklyn Nine.
Oh, hold on. We doing some events?
Yeah. A few.
Well, in that case, let me throw on a little music in the background, man.
I only have a select few.
We're gonna go Cheap Trick, baby. I want you.
Make sure it's low enough.
I want you to want me.
We're still testing this out, so just make sure it's like a low level.
Let's find out.
So they can hear me.
Well, nobody needs to hear you.
Brooklyn 99. I would say a little lower.
I was trying to play you off from the get go. How's that?
Brooklyn 99 virtual trivia night. Cool. No doubt is the pitch there. You can go online and do this. It's for $5. citybarrelbrewing.com/order. Again, they're going to do it online, so that's pretty cool.
Hold on. I want the live version. What am I doing? Hartzell, you're a music guy. Do better. There we go. That's a crowd in the background.
I want you to want me.
There we go. Continue on.
I'm overwhelmed. So that's tonight at 7 o'clock, the Brooklyn 99 virtual trivia night. Tomorrow, you can get with Garmin and the Kansas City Marathon. They have a seminar at noon. Facebook Live, running safely during the coronavirus. So if you still want to train, Garmin is running that.
We have a friend. Well, I used to have a friend that worked at Garmin. She's a friend of my ex, so you're still listening to the podcast. Appreciate you.
Highly doubtful. I'll say tomorrow at 10 a.m., a drive-through donation drop. That's with Lazarus Ministries. So if you have something that you want to donate, I'll be accepting men's clothes and shoes, toiletries, non-perishable food items. Thursday, 4/16, 10 a.m. to noon. Again, Lazarus Ministries. And then Kemper Museum Trivia, social distancing. Join Kemper Museum's first virtual trivia night at 6 p.m. on Thursday, focused on all things related to being solo. The first, the five-round trivia night will include questions about art and artists, music, movies, books, and a mystery round.
Ooh, mystery, you say?
There you go. So there you go. Kemper Museum Trivia. And I encourage you to look online to all your favorite venues and things to do. Everyone seems to be doing this virtual push. If you have an event we need to know about that is virtual, hit us at kcmorningshow@gmail.com.
I think you did a masterful job with your virtual news.
Yeah. Hard to think with this new system, for sure. But I managed.
You did a great job, Pete. So I think this will be a thing. I think we can make this... Oh, got to work on that fade out. I think that we're going to make this a thing, my friend. We're going to do some audio and some video, just trying to hang out with our people.
Right. Again, both things... We're test running today. Expect more video to come. We're going to try to do this on Monday if everything goes to plan.
Yeah, we'll see.
But...
Yeah,
we'll see. Will,
I am nipping hard this morning. My God. Anyway,
this is the end of the week for me. So thankfully I can get away from Hartzell and his nipples. I'll see you on Monday, but Hartzell will see you again on Friday with a special guest host. Wow.
That's right. Again, don't overhype it. Set that bar real low. Steven Serta, 610 Sports.
In a world joining us where Pete can't do the show on Friday, a special guest host, Steven Serta.
Hold on, don't do that. Give us what these people really want. Give us that Radio Henry intro.
All right.
One of our favorite friends of the show. Friend of the show.
All right. I'm gonna take off, guys. I'm gonna leave the close of the show to our friend Radio Henry. So I'll see you guys on Monday. Enjoy the weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy.
I got Neil and Hartzell. It's Radio Henry on the block.
And we're here, and I know we're having a very special guest on Friday. It's our friend of the show. Oh, thank you for being such a great friend of the show over the years, or the 6 months that this has been in existence, to our guy from the Midday Show, Cody and Gold on 610 Sports Radio. It's Steve Serta. You got to understand, Hartzell, I've been in the business for a really long time. Catch me on the weekend. Henry's Hits Countdown on your radio block. You can get it online, on the web, all worldwide.
Radio Henry, on behalf of Peter, give me a letter, Sween. What's your letter? The letter is W. We'll see you on Monday. Back on Friday with Steven. See you in the morning.
Take care.